The Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball takes America's favorite pastime back to its roots with a baseball rule set from 1864. On Sunday, June 15th, four teams from the association will be at historic Ingalls Stadium for a vintage baseball doubleheader. I spoke with one of the founders of the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball, who will be playing this Sunday in Chattanooga. Trapper Haskins plays baseball a bit differently than your average recreational league. He is captain of the Franklin Farriers Club and the vice president of the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball, a group of athletes and enthusiasts that play the game by the old rules.
My first exposure to it was when I was living in Michigan. I saw a flyer on the door of the library, and it just caught my eye, being a guy that's into, you know, really anything old. I like old music. I like old furniture. I love history. So the poster caught my eye, and I went out to a sort of a training camp that they were having in Michigan to recruit players. And just the scene struck me. You know, we're playing a game that everybody recognizes as baseball, but there are slight differences that make it its own sport.
The vintage rules are more of a gentleman's game as opposed to some of the affectations of modern baseball players.
Absolutely. That was one of the things that drew me to it, is if you want to see players argue within their team, if you want to see players argue with the umpires on the field, if you want to see them kick dirt and act like kids, there's a million different places you can go see that, from a professional stadium to a little league field. And the vintage game really stresses not only the vintage rules, but the vintage customs and the attitudes that were brought onto the field. And by that, I mean just the gentlemanly attitude that the players were really expected to adhere to in the 1860s. And we expect the same thing of our players. And I've been really, really, really pleased with the guys that we've got. They come out there to play as athletes, but they also come out there to play the game with a different approach, a different attitude than some of us have been taught ever since Little League.
Trapper played Little League as a child and church league softball as an adult until he found vintage baseball.
Quite honestly, I was a little disappointed with the attitudes on the field, even in church league softball, where you would not necessarily expect the level of win at all costs that you sometimes get on those fields. So I played a few years playing in that arena. Then when I was exposed to vintage baseball, I was just sold. It sort of brought my, you know, passions of history and baseball together. We all sort of encourage each other. I play first base now, and somebody hits the ball really well, and if they get on base, I shake their hand and tell them well struck.
What's the biggest, most obvious difference between the vintage baseball and modern baseball?
Other than the fact that none of us look like we're from the modern era, we're all wearing what would be a vintage uniform. And as far as the game itself, the most striking difference is the fact that no one on the field is wearing a glove, not even the catcher, not the first baseman. It's a barehanded game. And it was a barehanded game up until maybe the mid-1870s, when the pitchers started throwing a little bit faster and the catchers decided to put something on their hands to protect them. But we don't play with any gloves. And in addition to that, most of the rules are the same, but another rule that's glaringly different is a ball can bounce on the ground one time and be caught, and the batter would be out. If you're a fielder, you don't have to catch the ball on the fly, as they say, out of the air.
When you come to Chattanooga, now this is going to be a doubleheader. Where are the four teams that are going to be playing coming from?
We've got eight teams statewide. Six of them play in the mid-state here in the Nashville area, and there's two that are from East Tennessee. The four teams that are going to be at Historic Ingle this weekend are going to be Franklin Farriers out of Franklin, Tennessee, the Nashville Maroons, the Oak Hill Travelers, which is a small community between Franklin and Nashville, and then the Highland Rim Distillers. They are sort of the North Nashville. They play in Goodlettsville. So they'll all be sort of Nashville metro teams that are coming down there. And I can't stress highly enough how excited all of the players are to come down and play in such a historic venue. It's going to be a really, really fun Father's Day weekend for a lot of us.
The association is a relatively new organization. Do you plan to expand more into Eastern Tennessee?
There were two teams last year. We started with the Franklin Farriers and the Nashville Maroons. Our hope was to double it the next year. We wanted to have four teams. we got so much interest last year that we had enough players to form eight teams. Again, that was six in the Mid-State and two in East Tennessee. And so our expansion plan, it's pretty conservative, but if there's folks in an area demonstrating an interest in forming their own team, as an association, you know, part of our mission is to spread the game of vintage baseball. But as long as there's interest in an area, we'll work with that area to see what we can do about bringing a team to their area.
Based on my understanding of some of the rules, the ball itself is a bit different than a modern baseball, and the bat could be different as well. Do you have your own equipment, or are you using a version of a modern equipment?
No, we are using vintage equipment. Now, if you saw the bat and you saw the ball, you would immediately recognize it as a baseball bat and a baseball, but there are differences. The baseball that we use has a different stitching pattern on there. The ball is slightly larger, but the components are the same. It still has India rubber at the core. It's still wrapped in yarn and covered in leather. So the components are the same. The style of it's just a little bit different. The same with bat. It's the same component. It's made out of ash wood. In fact, we've got a bat maker in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Smacker Bat Company. They are a sponsor of the league, and we get all of our bats through them. They're made of ash. They look a little bit different. They've got stripes painted on them. The lengths and the shapes of the knobs vary a little bit. And the vintage bat is just a little bit narrower than a modern bat. It's going to be 2 3/4 inches. The 1864 rule book constrains the bat to 2.5 inches. So we're playing with a slightly narrower bat in the vintage game.
Does the crowd respond pretty much like they're just at a regular baseball game?
They do. It's fantastic. We've played some games at Bicentennial Mall downtown Nashville, and we've counted 350, 390 people, 400 people out at the park. We see a lot of the same faces. A lot of people bring their families out each and every time. And a few of them have T-shirts. They'll make signs, and everybody's sort of got their favorite player that they cheer on. But the fans respond really well to it. If there's a component of the game that they don't understand, or there's something that they need some clarification on, we have an open bench policy, meaning anybody in the audience can feel free to approach the bench and talk to any of the players and clarify a rule that they may have missed or some sort of confusion. So we're happy to engage the spectators and explain things to them in a way that helps them enjoy it more.
There really wasn't any kind of PA system around during the time. So do you have announcers with megaphones, or how is that happening?
That's exactly what we have. There's a little bit of ceremony before and after the game. You know, nowadays the players just take the field and there's rock music playing on the stereo. But back in the day, you know, there wouldn't have been movie theaters for competition, computers for entertainment competition. So the town really came out and made an event of it. And what we do is we line up both teams from first to third base, and the captain of the home team will take exactly what you're talking about, a megaphone, and engage the audience and explain to them this new game of baseball and briefly what they're going to see, and the players have a chance to introduce themselves.
Is there anything you would particularly want to say that sets the vintage baseball off for you? What makes it so special to you?
What makes it special to me is just the game of baseball in general, just the cadence and the choreography. I mean, it is a beautiful game. I think the way that we play it really, really speaks to the way the game was intended when it was in its infancy. Would like to invite anybody out there listening to visit our website. It's TennesseeVintageBaseball.com. Again, it's TennesseeVintageBaseball.com. And all of our games at all of our venues are free to the public. So we encourage people to bring the family out and check out a game with no spitting, no swearing, and no gloves.
Jana John is the executive director of the Ingle Foundation, an organization that is preserving and revitalizing Ingle Stadium. The foundation invited the Tennessee Association of Vintage Baseball to Chattanooga to engage the community and celebrate the history of the stadium and the sport.
The vintage baseball matches, and they were called matches, will take place on Sunday, Father's Day. The first match is at noon, and the second is at 2:30. The matches are free. We will have concessions there. Sticky Fingers will be on site. And the proceeds from concessions will go to the revitalization of the ballpark. On Monday, the Southern League All-Star Home Run Derby will take place at Ingle, and the Lookouts are going to host that. And the admission for that is $5, and that starts with a fan fest at 5 o'clock, and I believe the Home Run Derby starts around 7.
To learn more about historic Engle Stadium, visit the web at englefoundation.com. For more information about vintage baseball, go to TennesseeVintageBaseball.com. The doubleheader this Sunday begins at noon. You're invited to bring blankets to sit on the field at Engle Stadium or find a comfortable spot in the stands. The Vintage Baseball doubleheader will take place come rain or shine. This event is free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.